In Seattle, protests against Trump are already planned for his inauguration on January 20th. On the University of Washington campus, college Republicans are being accused of inflaming tensions by bringing in a right-wing speaker for Inauguration Day. But they say that the timing of the appearance by Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos is accidental. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
UW College Republicans say Trump's election has brought new energy to their group. But chapter secretary Kai Frenay says it's also brought some dirty looks when people see the college Republican pin on his backpack.
It's kind of sad because they don't know who I am as a person. They don't even know if I voted for Trump or not. So being a Republican on this campus has effectively become basically a label as you're the enemy.
And now his group is preparing to host the speaker Milo Yiannopoulos, who's been visiting colleges around the country. Frenay sees Yiannopoulos as a provocative critic of campus politics.
He's an outspoken defender of a lot of conservative values, and he doesn't exactly respect political correctness.
Yiannopoulos was banned from Twitter this summer after channeling racist tweets at the actress Leslie Jones. His other frequent targets include feminists and Muslims. Chapter President Jesse Gamble says the timing of Yiannopoulos' speech is a coincidence. He already had plans to visit Washington State University, and the price was right.
He didn't charge a dime. He said, we've got our own tour bus, we'll come. You know, he just likes speaking. He just likes, you know, this kind of atmosphere, this kind of attention. And so he was free.
The Republican group will pay for the space and security. A group petitioned UW President Annamari Kause to block the event, but UW spokesman Norm Arkins says student organizations have the right to invite speakers, even if they express ideas that are unpopular or offensive to many. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.